This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a text version of this podcast. There is a link above this video if you're watching on my blog page, or in the description if you're watching on a video sharing platform. If you find this podcast informative, please take a moment and share it with your networks and contacts. Today's topic is, third quarter 2020 is done, time to get your 2020 tax projections done. It's been a tumultuous year to say the least. So many of us have experienced changes in income and personal circumstances. There has never been a more important time to gather your year-to-date income and expense information and get those to me so I can do 2020 income tax projections for you. You don't want to be surprised come next April when we get your taxes done. Remember, especially for self-employed people, taxes are due during the year and not on April 15th. If you wait to pay a tax balance due, you may be subject to penalties and interest for late payment of estimated taxes. Some of you have experienced a reduction in income. This might mean that your last estimate due this coming January may be reduced or eliminated. And some of you may have experienced an increase in income, and your estimated tax payments would need to be increased due to this. Either way, with all of the upheaval this year, you definitely want to know exactly where your tax liabilities are right now for this year. The majority of my clients already know the drill when it comes to doing projections and the information that I usually require, but it's pretty straightforward if it's your first time. If you're an employee, then make sure to get me your year-to-date pay stubs. If you have significant investment income, meaning interest, dividends, and capital gains, you also want to provide me that year-to-date information as well and ask your investment advisor what your 2020 projected totals will be in those categories. If you have a business, then you need to also give me your year-to-date net profit and loss for your business. And finally, you want to give me the details of your federal and state estimates that you've paid already. This would be the exact date and the amount, and if it was for federal taxes or state taxes. If you're one of the many clients who hired us this year, remember to send me copies of your 2019 income tax returns as well. I will need those to do an accurate projection for you. What is the best part of this homework I'm asking you to do? It gives us all a chance to ignore the news cycle for a couple of hours. I know I need that more than anybody right now. Of course, me and my team are here to help you every step of the way. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.